Vermont has just signed an agreement that will make it easier for colleges and universities to offer online courses across state lines. Currently, that interstate approval process can be cumbersome, but as VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, it's now getting streamlined.
Higher education delivered in cyberspace is growing faster than states' ability to regulate it. Standards and regulations vary widely across the country, and it can be costly for an institution to export online courses to another state. But in 24 states, including Vermont, a state authorization reciprocity agreement, nicknamed SARA, will make it easier and cheaper for college courses to cross borders. In effect, SARA states trust each other to monitor the quality of those education providers. The SARA director for New England, Sandy Doran, compares this new reciprocity pipeline to the way states honor each other's driver's licenses.
SARA is based on a similar principle. We trust the state of Vermont. We believe that they have a high-quality institution evaluation program, accreditation program, and so we are going to allow Vermont institutions to offer programs outside the state to other states without going through an additional state authorization process.
And other states will also have an easier time sending online education to Vermont. Cassandra Ryan, the state education official in charge of administering the new agreement, says online programs must meet strict criteria to be approved by the states they come from. So she hopes to hear fewer grievances about unscrupulous institutions. And if there are complaints, they will be posted on the SARA website.
We get calls like that all the time, and it's heartbreaking to hear those stories. So this does give some a little more protection, I think, for folks.
Institutions pay a fee to join the SARA network, but it's usually less than the total cost of seeking approval from a lot of different states. Participation by states is optional, and college credits are not automatically transferable among institutions. Those decisions remain in the hands of individual colleges and universities. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.